The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. The warm greetings from Insight Meditation Center. And for this morning meditation, I'd like to offer you a small technique that works particularly well in meditation and with wisdom. Works very well in daily life as well. And it's called the One Breath Reset. One Breath Reset. And that is, if you find yourself involved in storytelling in your mind, and storytelling means having a conversation with someone, imagining some scenario, remembering some scenario in the past, planning some scenario in the future. Story can be making a story about the meditation itself. That conclusion, this is impossible, or, boy, I'm only two breaths away from full enlightenment, or, you know, whatever it might be. If you find yourself involved in a story while you're meditating, do the one breath reset. And that is, on the inhale, gently, lovingly, you say the word no. And then finish the sentence on the exhale with the word story. Breathing in, no. Exhaling, story. No story. And the alternative to storytelling, and the reason to use this reset, one breath reset, is we're cultivating clarity in the present moment. Clear awareness, clear attention to the present moment. And for many of us, the anchor, the center of that clarity is being cultivated with breathing. And the simplicity of breathing, the tuning in, becoming clearer and clearer on the body's experience of breathing. And the one, and then find yourself in stories. I'm breathing the wrong way. That's, if you're too involved in that kind of idea, it's a story. And then no story. One breath reset. If it helps you, the inhale can be a little bit bigger than usual. And so the exhale and the no story has a little bit more strength to it. But I wouldn't do it too strongly, just a little bit more emphasis to it, and a little bit kind of like you more wholeheartedly, you're involved in the process of letting go of story as you exhale. So maybe you won't need it today, but if you do, then it can be quite effective, the one breath reset. So to feel your posture that you're in now before doing any other changes. Notice how you are in your body. Feeling your body from the inside. And almost as if you're discovering what the body wishes, adjust your posture a bit so your body feels more comfortable, more aligned, but also more supportive of becoming alert and clear here and now. And gently closing your eyes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in deeply and feeling your body. Exhaling, releasing, relaxing your body. And if you're already involved in story, you might do the one breath reset, a practice that sometimes needs to be done repeatedly. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as if you can get kind of deep inside your body, from the inside out. As you exhale, relax the muscles of your face. On the exhale, softening the shoulders. Releasing the shoulders to the pull of gravity. Maybe there are small adjustments in where your hands are placed that might loosen up your shoulders a bit more. And softening your belly. Releasing the stomach, the belly. And also, as if you can feel deep inside your mind, see if you can relax your mind on the exhale, softening. On the exhale, as if the mind can become broad and quiet, like the surface of a quiet lake. And then settling awareness into the body's experience of breathing. As if maybe curtains are pulled from the window of the mind, of attention. Let the curtains be pulled so that you can experience breathing more clearly. Know the body's experience of breathing. And then whenever it's useful, do the one breath reset, with a no on the inhale and story on the exhale. Be sure to say the words in a relaxed way, gentle way. So that it supports the quieting of the mind, a stilling of the story-making mind. Here. the one breath reset can give the mind and the heart a much needed vacation from storytelling, meaning making, predictions and planning, letting it all go. Reset back to clarity to this moment. when we can clear our minds enough of stories, stories of other people that we meet. It doesn't negate the stories. Maybe they're accurate, but it gives us a chance to see people freshly, to see how they are now, without seeing them through the filter of how they were or what happened. And it's one of the gifts that's possible to come from meditation or from mindfulness, this ability to reset the mind enough to see people clearly as they are now, and therefore be able to listen to them better, take them in better, more, and know them. This can be for strangers and friends. And the chances are, as we get to know people more clearly and freshly, it's easier to have goodwill. It's easier to feel connected to their humanity and perhaps there's something we learn through this meditation, some way that we're changed, that we can bring with us to our social interactions, to our concerns and care for people we don't interact with. May we be predisposed to goodwill towards others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we support that possibility, maybe in the way in which we encounter others. May all beings be happy.